With that, we'll go on to item number 10, which is Greca Energy. Mr. Briggs, you want to? Then I'll read the opening statement.
Yeah, this is, well, actually, it's stated in the opening statement, so you might as well just go to
okay.
that.
Bear with me, I have this statement to read. This is the time and a place for a hearing by the Central Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board for consideration of a referral requesting the Attorney General seek judicial civil liabilities against Greca Oil and Gas, Inc., pursuant to the California Water Code Section 13050 and 13385. This order of presentation at this hearing will be as follows. 1. Central Coast Water Board prosecution staff. 2. Greca representatives. 5. What happened to 3 and 4?
They were deleted.
Deleted. Okay. Well, go on to item 3 of in role of 3 would be representatives of the agency, 4 would be other interested persons, 5 be summations or closing statements by Greca and the prosecution staff. The prosecution staff will be allowed 5 minutes for their presentation, 3 minutes for their closing statement. Greca will be allowed 10 minutes per their request for up to 10 minutes for their presentation and 3 minutes for their closing statement. All other persons will be allowed 3 minutes. The chair may provide additional time at his discretion. The purpose of this hearing is to provide the Central Coast Water Board an opportunity to determine that there is a reasonable justification to refer this matter to the Attorney General. The Water Board need not or should not adjudicate this evidence or ultimately the merits of the alleged liability. This is the responsibility of the Superior Court upon the Attorney General's prosecution. At the hearing, the Water Board will consider whether to adopt, modify, or reject the proposed resolution. If it adopts a resolution, the Water Board will thereby refer the matter to the Attorney General's office to seek recovery or of judicial civil liability. Board members and staff counsel may ask questions to clarify testimony of a witness at any time. For the purpose of this hearing, the functions of the staff and the counsel are separated. Prosecution staff who are proposing this referral have had no communications with the board members or the board advisors, other than the non-controversial procedural matters. For this hearing, the prosecution team consists of Harvey Packard, Todd Stanley, Michael Thomas, and Rich Chandler. They are advised by counsel Christian Kerrigan from the State Water Resources Control Board Office of Enforcement. The board counsel, Francis Macheski, has not advised the prosecution team in this matter. Ms. Macheski and Mr. Briggs will advise the board. Each person who testifies at this hearing shall begin by stating his or her name and address unless the address has already been given. All persons who may testify at this hearing, please stand. Even if you don't plan on testifying but are involved in this matter, would you raise your right hand and take the following oath? Do you solemnly swear that this testimony which you will give in this matter is the truth? Answer, I do. I do. And now I'll begin the hearing. Mr. Briggs.
Thank you. Did you have a procedural issue before we get into the testimony?
Oh, actually, I'm Chris Kerrigan for the enforcement team.
Okay.
Introduce the matter. I'll sit down and come up when it's my turn.
Okay. Are there any other procedural issues anyone wants to bring up before we get into the presentations? No? Okay.
Thank you very much.
Good morning, Vice Chair Jeffries, honorable board members.
Hang on 1 second. The prosecution team is approved for 5 minutes, I believe. So
yes.
If we could have the timer for that, Chai. Did I pronounce that right? Okay, thanks.
Tell me when to go.
Hold on a second.
Okay, good morning, Vice Chair Jeffries.
I'm sorry, 5 minutes.
Five. She's... Time's up.
I'm going to get this done in 4 minutes.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, good morning. I'm Chris Kerrigan from the Office of Enforcement. I'm here to represent the enforcement team, which is recommending today that you adopt a resolution referring oil spills made by Greca to the Attorney General for civil prosecution. We've submitted a staff report with three important rationales which we think justify this referral. First, a more appropriate level of penalties can be assessed. A higher level of penalties can be assessed for these spills by the Attorney General if that's deemed to be appropriate. Second, this would allow for agency coordination if other federal, state, and local agencies want to take independent enforcement actions. It can be consolidated into a single action, which we think is important. And third, and perhaps most importantly, this issue involves a complex series of facts, potentially expert testimony, and those facts are largely outside the purview of regional board staff. In other words, we don't go to the site to investigate spills like the county does. And so the facts that would support a civil liability assessment and the penalty factors that a court would assess or this board might assess are more readily available to the Attorney General than they would be to our staff. We just don't have the resources to go out and investigate things that are in other offices. Our normal approach is if we have information in our files, we can use that and within the knowledge of our staff members. So we know that there were these spills, but witnesses and experts that could testify appropriately in a penalty proceeding are not necessarily available at the board staff. So those are the three bases of our rationale. There's some expansion on that in the letter that was submitted to the board. Yesterday afternoon, I received a response from Greca Oil. Unfortunately, I was traveling to Region 9 and was unable to open my email yesterday, and the state is literally shut down today. I cannot access the state computer system or use my BlackBerry. So this morning, counsel for Greca provided me with a copy of their response letter. In the letter, and I don't want to characterize it, I'll let them do it so, Greca appears to agree with the judicial referral if a prosecution action is going to take place. They want it to take place in Superior Court. So they seem to agree with the enforcement team with respect to our referral. They suggest two modifications to the resolution, and I'll address those briefly. The first resolution is with respect to finding number 2, and they'd like to add the text, the prosecution staff alleges that at the beginning of finding 2. The prosecution staff does not object to that. We think that's an appropriate amendment. The second amendment that they request is a limitation on the scope of the Attorney General's prosecution power based on the application of facts that were just provided to me, some reports to OES, to law. And what that is that's an adjudication of facts and law. That's taking action on evidence. I'm not prepared to recommend that limitation. I don't think it's appropriate. The staff does not believe it's appropriate. This is something that if the Attorney General believes and the court believes this argument has merit, that Greca will have its day in court and they can make that argument at that time. So the enforcement staff strongly believes that the resolution, with that one exception to finding 2, should be adopted as worded so that if the Attorney General determines that these spills are appropriate, all these spills are appropriate to be prosecuted, that the Attorney General and the court will be able to look at those. So with that, the enforcement staff strongly recommends that you adopt this resolution referring this matter to the Attorney General for Civil Enforcement, and I would be happy to respond to any questions.
Any questions?
Oh, see, 4 minutes.
Yeah, you did good. Mr. Shellcross.
Yeah. Is the Attorney General's office interested in taking this case?
Oh, we don't get to talk to them first.
Okay.
But the answer is yes. When we make referrals to the Attorney General's office, they do take the case.
Okay.
Okay. Mr. Briggs?
You addressed Greca's request in terms of revisions to the resolution.
Right.
And you recommend against the second amendment, which is on page 2 of the resolution. Let's see. Right, page 2 of the resolution. So it's in the paragraph that says, therefore be it resolved that, and it's right in that paragraph. Would you have any objection to the following change? And that is, in the next to the last line, is everyone with me here yet?
No, not yet. We're
the resolution is, if you go to the other yellow pages. And the last page of the yellow is a table, and then just the page before that.
Last page.
Yeah. There you go. You've got the right spot.
Okay.
Are we getting close here, folks? Okay. All right. So in the therefore be it resolved paragraph, the if you look to start with the next to the last line, proper against Greca Oil and Gas, Inc. for its violations, would you be opposed to changing its to alleged?
No.
Okay. And since we had a little trouble finding where we were, let's go back to the First Amendment. So on the first page, finding number two, the proposal by Greca, which Mr. Kerrigan just addressed and said that the prosecution team was agreeable to, is that it would be a new introduction to that finding number two. So it would say the prosecution staff alleges that within the last 3 years.
Correct.
I want to make sure the board is all on the same page here.
Agreeable.
I don't have any further questions.
Okay.
Question on that. And I think it is, thank you. I assume it's clear that all sides have found every area that we need to change to alleged and this, but is there some discretion if there's somewhere else in supportive documents or anything that is the understanding that it'll be considered alleged violations if this is?
The only action that we're recommending that the board is considering today, I should say, is the resolution.
Okay, and we've accomplished the two areas.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The Greca representatives.
Yes, here's a card for Mr. Meter. And is it 10 minutes, Mr. Meter, is what you requested?
You show 5 to 10 minutes. I said 10 minutes, my opening statement there.
In my competitive nature, I'll try to beat Mr. Kerrigan on time. I certainly will try to keep it as short as I can.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and set the clock for 10 minutes.
Thank you. My name is James Meter, and I'm outside counsel for Greca Oil and Gas, Inc. With me here today are Andy De Vegadvar, who is the president of Greca. He thought it important to come here today. And the general counsel to Greca as well, Susan Whalen. She thought it was important to be here today as well. Let me say at the outset that we agree with the proposition that this matter, if it's going to be prosecuted for civil penalties, be referred to the Attorney General and that adjudication take place in the Superior Court. In the staff report prepared by the prosecution staff, a number of additional reasons were identified, which I just wanted to highlight from Greca's perspective that we agree with. First, on page 2 of the staff report, it's written that, and I quote, "The Central Coast Water Board need not and should not adjudicate all of the evidence and the ultimate merits of the alleged liability. That is a job for the Superior Court." On page 3, and I quote, "The California Attorney General's office is better suited to help assure that Greca has a full and fair opportunity to defend itself in a single proceeding," unquote. And then again at page 3, it states, and I quote, "A number of complex factual and legal issues make the matter of Greca's alleged illicit discharges more suited to judicial resolution," unquote. We agree with those statements of the prosecution staff. We also believe that the most cost-effective from GRECA's perspective and most efficient from the board's resource perspective as well as GRECA's perspective is the resolution of the allegations in the staff report through the offices of the Attorney General being the prosecutor in the Superior Court. We are hopeful. It is our intention to be able to come back here before the end of the year with a resolution of the allegations that we can report on to you all to the satisfaction of all parties. I want to stress that. It is our goal to try to accomplish that through the Attorney General's office and the Superior Court. And we're going to try to meet that goal, so I just wanted to say that. I appreciate Mr. Kerrigan's support of our request to amend the proposed resolution to make it clear that the board here is today not finding anything other than that there's a reasonable justification for proceeding. And that's why the phrases alleged were inserted into the draft resolution in part at our request and in part as the executive officer's request with regard to now therefore clause, and we appreciate that very much. The only issue that we have a disagreement with Mr. Kerrigan on, and I think I'm going to accept his suggestion as we met earlier this morning, that that issue is properly resolvable by the Attorney General's office and the Superior Court ultimately, is a question of what we call the statute of limitations. Under California law, specifically with regard to the allegations of violations of Water Code Section 13350 and 13385, there's a 3-year statute of limitations. As you note, with regard to Exhibit A to the staff report, there are incidents, 24 in number, identified that go back all the way to 2002. It is our position that the statute of limitations bars prosecution of claims that go back more than 3 years. And as you might surmise, there's a very good policy reason for that. As time passes, memories fade, documents are set aside, and the ability to reconstruct events becomes very difficult. And that's why the statute of limitations of 3 years is there. So from our perspective, while we think this issue can be resolved before the Superior Court and with the Attorney General before and hopefully any complaint is actually filed, of the 24 identified, we believe only the last 8 are properly referable to the Attorney General because the remainder are barred by the statute of limitations. We would urge the board to limit its referral to only those covered by the statute of limitations that fall within it, and there are still actionable. But we are not here today, and Mr. Kerrigan, I think, agreed on that, to try to adjudicate that issue and put on the evidence of whether it really applies or not, because that's really ultimately a legal question of some complexity. But we think on the face of the statute, the 3-year statute applies and wanted to make that clear on the record. That's all I really have, and if you have any questions of myself or my clients who are today, we'd be glad to answer them. But again, I want to stress that our goal is to come back here by year's end and report to you constructively and positively that this has all been resolved to the satisfaction of all parties.
Thank you, Mr. Meder.
I have one question,
Mr. Briggs.
Thanks, Mr. Meter. You just stated that it's appropriate to adjudicate the statute of limitations issue in Superior Court, not here.
If there's an issue between us, i.e. the prosecution staff and GRECA, I think it probably would be. I don't think there's a valid issue between us because I think the law is clear. Let me just explain what the issue is, though, because Mr. Kerrigan and I talked about it last week and we talked about it this morning. The statute says that the limitation period is 3 years. The statute also says that that statute doesn't really start to run until such time that the state board, or the regional board receives or discovers the facts underlying the events at issue. I provided Mr. Kerrigan, just because of the timing of this, copies of the Office of Emergency Services reports that were filed with their governor's office. It's the governor's offices of emergency services at the time each of these spill incidents occurred, going back to 2002. The Office of Emergency Services is required by statute to notify the regional board in the region in which those events occur. Mr. Kerrigan has advised me that the regional board staff does not have in its record any such notices from the Office of Emergency Services. So there's a question about discovery. Does the statute require referral? Was the referral made? And so on. So that's the factual question.
Right, but you're making your arguments, which, and my point of asking you to verify that that should be adjudicated in Superior Court is to point out that it seems it's appropriate then for you to make your arguments at that time, as opposed to asking this board to make a decision about that prematurely.
I agree with that, and I remember I prefaced my remarks by saying if there's a dispute, and Mr. Kerrigan can advise us whether there's really a dispute about that.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
We'll go on with our list of speakers. Do we have other agencies here?
Let me check here. No, we have a card, but not an agency.
That would go under Mr. Hensley. He asked for 2 minutes.
Good morning, Gordon Hensley, San Luis Obispo Coast Keeper. I've been sworn. We support staff's recommendation to you to move ahead with this as the discussion has been going on. The San Luis Obispo Coast Keeper and the Santa Barbara Channel Keeper have been working cooperatively, as we do on many cases in northern Santa Barbara County. Watching this and the agency's responses, we find this approach that's being presented to you incredibly appropriate. Between our two organizations, we have attempted to retrieve public documents from the County of Santa Barbara. They have not been particularly forthcoming with those. We believe this process is going to allow the story to unfold and the actual facts to be examined and a proper resolution to this concluded. Thank you.
Thank you. That's all the cards we have, so we'll go to closing statements, summations.
I really don't have a closing statement other than I think it became clear during Mr. Meter's questioning by Mr. Briggs that the prosecution staff just doesn't know whether it discovered these spills that went back more than 3 years, whether there's a legal notion of discovery and which of these spills might be in play and which of these spills might be barred, because I'm advised by staff that we do not have these OES reports that were provided yesterday to us by Mr. Meter in the board files. So again, that's a legal question that should be relatively straightforward to resolve by the Attorney General's office once they have a chance to look at the facts. And so I think we are in agreement with GRECA that this referral should be made and that therefore resolution should not be modified. Thank you.
Hold on just a second. We have a question for you.
Oh, okay.
Dr. Hunter?
Yeah, just as a point of information, you're referring to state code. Are there any federal regulatory issues involved that would not be limited to 3-year statute of limitations?
That's possible. That's a question I'm not aware of. The state code would apply to 13385 or 13350. So, and that's the kind of the basis of the claims that we think are available. If the Attorney General believes there are additional claims for relief that could be asserted, we may be back before you asking for authority to assert additional federal claims. But I'm aware of none at this time.
Thank you.
That's fine. Thank you. Grekas has any closing statements?
All right, three minutes, please.
Just to thank the board for its time this morning. And just one procedural issue. I talked to Harvey just before the hearing began, and we sent a letter yesterday to Mr. Kerrigan as the prosecution staff advising him about the changes we had proposed in the resolution and attaching the OES reports. I just wanted to confirm, Harvey, if it's okay with you, that is that letter then going to be part of the record here of this proceeding? Because I did copy the advisory staff as well.
I distributed the letter to our board members.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Any questions from the board? Mr. O'Malley?
Yes, and I'll direct the question to Roger. You know, it may be a question for our attorney, but as I understand, all support the modification to the resolution substituting or inserting alleges. As far as the issue of the statute of limitations is, I'm not clear whether that is just something that will be resolved with the Attorney General's office, or there's going to be another court proceeding possibly before this, or we're going to rely on the two attorneys to resolve this issue. In any case, it sounds like it's not something this board would need to determine. Is that correct? But maybe you could give a little more idea where this would go to get that resolved.
Well, first of all, I haven't made a recommendation yet. I'll do that. I was asking if the parties would object to certain changes. That's leading to a recommendation.
Okay.
But I've yet to make that yet. And as far as the statute of limitations issue, and by the way, I should point out that our counsel is not present today. She's ill. We did have her lined up to attend by phone, and unfortunately she took a turn for the worse and is actually violently ill today, so not even able to be on the phone. But I did talk to her about the letter that we received early last night and this morning. So as far as the statute of limitations, it is appropriate, as far as we're concerned, for that to be part of the argument that Greco would make before the court as part of the referral. And I guess the language, according to our counsel, is that otherwise the board would be making findings of fact that are not appropriate for this board to make, because this is not a hearing on the evidence. It's simply, is there sufficient cause for referring this matter to the Attorney General? So to go beyond that and make any statements as far as the statute of limitations would be inappropriate, because you don't have the evidence before you. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mr. Shellcross?
Just to clarify a little bit, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, probably what would happen is all of this would go to the Attorney General's office. The Attorney General would look at it and make a decision which ones to file on and take those statute of limitation issues into consideration. Once the lawsuit is filed, then Greca would have a chance to argue that certain spills or whatever are beyond the statute, and that's where a further sort of winnowing out would or could take place. So the Attorney General would make the first decision on which ones to file on.
Thanks.
Any other questions? I think if Mr. Briggs is going to do his recommendation.
Yeah, no, nothing new here other than what's already been discussed. I wanted to ask the parties to make sure that they didn't have, so that they would have an opportunity to argue with proposed changes, and it sounded to me like both parties are actually agreeable to these changes. So just to sum up again, finding number two, we would add the statement at the beginning that says the prosecution staff alleges that within the last 3 years, et cetera. And in the therefore be it resolved, next to the last line, substitute the word alleged for its. So it would say for alleged violations. And those are the only changes that Francis McChesney and I recommend at this point.
I would move to approve the resolution with modifications.
I'll second.
It has been a motion and a second to approve with the modifications the R3-2009-0054 resolution. All in favor of that motion?
Aye.
Say aye. Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, motion is carried. Thank you very much.
Thanks, everyone.
I think at this time, before we go on to item 11, because we do have a lot of cards, we'll take a short break.
All right, tell them how much.
How long a break?
How long of a break?
Oh, 5 minutes. Thank you.